Okay, welcome back to the Windows 8 UX Design Jumpstart. So in the last session, we talked about less is more. And in your design, as well as in our design of the Contoso cookbook app, we left that exercise or that process with a great at statement and some user flows and some features that supported that greatness. And now what we're going to be talking about is navigation. So starting to put some structure on the app such that users can enjoy those users flows or use those features to realize those user flows and really get the greatness of your app. And me, I'm a navigation geek as far as the design of my apps, because I feel like with great navigation, people are almost invited or compelled to explore and discover in the app. And if you do it, if you do navigation in the right way, they'll do exactly that. And I always think about, for me, when I travel to a foreign city for the first time, you know, and if they've got great signage and they've got a great public transportation system, even if I don't speak the language, with all those great navigation elements to the city, it makes it easy for me to explore and to see all the great things of that city and to fall in love with that city. So that's always
And to not be afraid of getting lost.
Exactly. So I do want to discover and I want to go and try things and see things within that city. So I always want to do the same thing with my app. Make my app discoverable. Make my app easy to navigate, because people will not only discover what my app is great at, they won't be frustrated when they, you know, hit their head against not being able to find the information they want or the feature they want. So that's what navigation's all about. So simple and intuitive navigation promotes discoverability and fluidity. And this is something that I truly believe in the core of my soul as a designer, and the fact that if people can get around and find what they're looking for and discover the features that we've worked so hard to create via great navigation, they're going to love the app. And they're going to use the features that we created. They're going to be successful with the app, and we're going to be successful as designers and developers. So there's a couple of things that's interesting about navigation within Windows 8. And first is this concept of navigation patterns. So you're going to have navigation features that are going to be unique to your app as far as how you surface navigation and how you present the different features and discoverability of your app. But these navigation patterns are common across Windows 8 apps, and they kind of give you a structure or a starting point that users will already know by the time they've installed and used Windows 8 for, you know, the first 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And if you leverage those, your app will be automatically discoverable from the start. So let's look at a couple, let's look at those patterns themselves. So the navigation patterns that come out of the box with Windows 8 is first the flat pattern, like you might see in a browser or a game or a document creation.
Something
app
that doesn't have any depth.
Yeah. That's really all about switching between different documents or different tabs in a browser or whatever. And then the hierarchical pattern, which is about how information is related to each other and you navigate, you know, starting at the home page through different sections to the individual content that you're looking for.
Yep.
So what we did with Contoso Cookbook and what we all do as designers is start off with information architecture. We'll go through, you know, the process of coming up with a great at statement, user flows, and features, and then we'll start thinking about the data in the app and the structure and relationships of that data. And that information architecture exercise will give us an output that's really going to guide us through designing the navigation. So for Contoso Cookbook, we started thinking about, you know, recipes and, cuisines, and then recipes within those particular cuisines, like steam bun bao. So we started thinking about, you know, recipes will have reviews. We started thinking about the sharing and the friends or the social aspect. So we started thinking about friends and activity feeds and profiles and stuff like that. And you can actually see in this slide the information architecture that we put together for Contoso Cookbook. And this particular version is pretty far along in the information architecture process. But even getting to the point where we kind of start to see the relationships between the data that's going to be in the app or the information in the app really helps us get to the point where we can select a navigation pattern that we can build our navigation features on top of.
Yeah, and one thing that we actually started with was a list of We literally listed out the page types that we were going to have,
right.
What type of information or data we were going to create with each of these
right.
features that we needed to acquire. And so it was a really a great list exercise at first, and then that translated really thoroughly into that information architecture document.
Right, so that was the input that we could go to select a pattern. So let's start looking at some of these patterns in depth just so we can get a feel for them, and you can start kind of see what they do and what they're about, so when you start working with your information architecture, you can select a navigation pattern that works for you.
Yep.
So the first is a flat pattern. And the flat pattern is all about presenting content that's unrelated, and it kind of resides or exists on the same level. So think about tabs within a browser, documents within a document creation app, maybe even games. And this particular pattern is all about switching between the content. So creating a navigation scheme that gives me the ability to navigate about the content within that particular tab or document, but also to switch between them very quickly. So if I want to go from, in this example, from document A to document B, it's really natural and intuitive to do so. And flat pattern navigation, the anatomy of these particular navigation elements, it first is just, through direct links, navigating like through a browser, via links or clicking on photos and so on. And when I want to switch between two different pages, providing navigation elements for that. And this particular pattern doesn't have a persistent back button like you'd see in navigation or in the hierarchical navigation. This you'll want to provide some UI that's unique to your app that helps with that switching. And if you look at the flat navigation anatomy, you can kind of see where you'll provide that UI. So the first is just the content area, where you're going to have links and you're going to have, the tap action link content to a photo of a news story to that news story and so on. But when you're talking about switching, you want to use a top app bar, one of these transient UIs, to help people manage the content in the app, just like IE10. For example, having thumbnails for each of the pages, an X that you can tap on to get rid of that page, or the plus symbol, the plus glyph to add a new page.
Yeah, it's kind of related to the concept of tabs in a browser, but it's much more visual and it's much more, first of all, it's off screen.
Yeah.
You don't have to take up space on your screen real estate.
Yeah.
All of that navigation is in that top app bar that can just be swiped away.
Right, and that's an incredibly important element of the flat pattern. In fact, let's just go to IE10 and actually do this. So I'm going to go to msn.com, right? And then so here's the first page, and I want to grab a new page. So I'm just going to swipe from the top. That's the touch action. Everything in Windows 8 supports the mouse and the keyboard as well, so I can just right-click or do Windows Z to bring up that top app bar. Mm-hmm. And that's my navigation UI. You can see here we have an app bar at the bottom for the address. That's specific to IE10 and its scenario of providing a great browsing experience. But if I want to add a new tab like designcamps.ms or design.windows.com, I can just keep adding tabs here. And when I bring up the app bar, I can easily switch between them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the great thing about this is look at the browsing experience here, where I have every single pixel on this page is dedicating to the browsing experience.
Mm-hmm.
But that navigation UI is just immediately available and so intuitively available. So I have all the different thumbnails so I can see the different pages. Or the different tabs that I have, and it's just so easy to switch between them. Just a great example of taking the navigation off the screen to provide, your core scenario, in this case browsing, but to make that navigation intuitive and accessible. And the top app bar just does a fantastic job of that.
Yeah, and from my web days, you would have to consider users that had several browser toolbars open,
right.
And if they were on a small laptop, you had very limited amount of real estate that they could actually see your content.
Yeah.
And so, again, reminding you of that, the concept of the fold is it's just a different environment in Windows 8. You don't have to worry about the unpredictable height of someone's browser toolbar. And so it's a really beautiful presentation.
Yeah, you can really tune the experience. So the next pattern is the hierarchical pattern. And the hierarchical pattern is always about providing a structure to relationships. So it's very easy to not only see the structure and the relationships between the content and the features within the app, but making it easy to navigate between them. And again, for this particular pattern, you want to really provide that discoverability within your app. So people feel like it's safe and easy to discover what your app is great at.
And really logical
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, so for Contoso Cookbook, if I go back to the Contoso Cookbook app, you can see here's our hub page. And we'll talk about hub page design here in a second. But if you look at the hub page, I want to surface all of my core user flows and all my core scenarios via this hub page. So people can, you know, discover new featured recipes. They can see what their friends are doing via the What's New page. They can see their favorite recipes, recipes they've added. And then here we start with the All Recipes group, starting to see different cuisines. And if I click on the cuisine header, I go into the cuisine page, see all the recipes within mm-hmm. that cuisine, and then go into Steam Bun Baos. And the great thing about this is you kind of see the relationship. So I can start navigating between all the different cuisine types into the individual recipes. This persistent back button makes it easy for me to get back mm-hmm. home, just like it's easy for me to get back to my hotel in an easily mm-hmm. navigated city, mm-hmm. a foreign city that I'm in. And so it just promotes that discoverability that makes it safe for me to explore the app, right?
And there's a real sense of drilling down to more and more focused content yeah. as well in that hierarchical navigation method.
Exactly. So, you know, if here I'm just looking at, you know, the Chinese recipes, right? And here I'm just looking at a recipe. So it helps me focus and structure in my mind, which again helps me discover the content and mm-hmm. discover, you know, where I want to go in the app. So another navigation element in the hierarchical pattern is the top app bar. And this top app bar I can use once I'm familiar with the app, again, just grab from the top, to navigate to individual sections of the app very, very quickly, like my recipes and the home page and so on. And again, it's always there and it's always available to me. So as a power mm-hmm. user, I can just get around the app just so, so easily, right?
Yep.
And then if I've got a really, you know, big hub page with lots and lots of panning and I want to make it possible for people to quickly, you know, go to an individual section of the app, I can just pinch, right, like I'm doing here, just pinch down and zoom in and then go right to Mexican recipes,
yep.
right? Which is a super great feature that, again, people will learn just right from the start screen, and they'll expect it,
exactly.
and they'll use it within your application. It makes it really, really easy to navigate amongst those really large pannable pages.
And it makes it easy to put content from edge to edge on your
right.
screen. All of that navigation is off screen, and it's immediately available. You don't have to include a link to every page
yeah.
within your app.
Yeah, exactly. Or long lists of everything. I mean, the content itself and the sections themselves, the content itself is navigable, right?
Exactly.
So I don't have a lot of this clutter that I would normally have on, you know, like a desktop app or on other platforms. Okay, so the hierarchical pattern is all about hierarchy. So we talk about a couple of different page types that you can kind of get an idea on how to structure your app once you have that information architecture. So the hub page is kind of, well, it is the home page of your app. It is the entry point of all of the different user flows and scenarios of your app. So for us in Contoso Cookbook, we wanted to make sure that people could see a social feed to kick off some of those social scenarios.
Yep.
They could see new and featured recipes that we mm-hmm. wanted to get them to try. They could see all the different cuisine packs so they could start navigating and discovering recipes.
Yep.
That's what the hub page is about. It's really the heart of the app. Next, we wanted section pages, which are just, you know, filtered pages amongst all the recipes. If I wanted to just see just the Chinese recipes, mm-hmm. I could click on that section header and go just to a page that's just filtered for those.
Yep.
And I can filter and sort amongst the content within that page, but it just gives me that kind of focus.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Chinese tonight. Oh, Steam Bun Baos is what I'm looking
yep.
for, right? And it makes it easy to find that. And then the detail page is all about providing detailed content on an individual item or group of items. So for us, that's the recipe page that
yep.
shows me, you know, photos of the recipes, details, ingredients, preparation steps, and reviews. Everything that I would need to complete that scenario of making the recipe or writing a review and
yep.
so on. So once you have that kind of structure and understanding of the different pages, you can start thinking about the anatomy of navigation to not only implement the pattern, but kind of reinforce your scenarios and making those scenarios easy to discover and easy for users to get started with. So what we're going to go through is just some of the different anatomy, aspects of navigation within an app, just so you can get an idea of some of the different choices and opportunities that you can have within creating navigation for your app.
Exactly.
So the first is just the content area. So this is just the page. And the thing that's great about Windows 8 is that we support this panning. So you can have a horizontal pan. So rather than having a whole bunch of links and tabs and all this navigational chrome, just lay the content out from edge to edge. And if it takes up more than one page worth based on the device, just use either horizontal or vertical panning to make it easy for the user to discover more. And we use this concept of a peak to invite users to pan. And if you go to Contoso Cookbook and just go to the hub page, right, you can see that some of the content here is obscured, like this tile about what Tom's doing and what Aaron's doing. That tells me that there's more content to the right and invites me to start panning more within the app.
Yep.
So you can see here, I actually have a lot of content on this hub page that the user can discover just by navigating via pan, rather than having, again, a whole bunch of links and a whole bunch of tabs and so on. So exactly. You pick a pan direction based on your scenario, and then that's just the first element of navigation. Mm-hmm. It's just laying out the content area and having pan. Mm-hmm. And then all the content's navigable. I tap on that picture of Carrie and it takes me to her profile page.
Yep.
I tap on that recipe, it takes me to the recipe page. So what's next? Next is the hub page. And again, what we talked about is this being really the home page or the heart of the application. And when we designed the Contoso Cookbook hub page, we wanted to make sure that all those the great at statement was represented and all the user flows were possible to start from that hub page. So, featured recipes gave me all the new recipes, all the things that we have a new recipe pack. Here's a recipe that's highly reviewed. What's new would kick off all the social activities. Hey, my friend just cooked, steam bun baos. Maybe I want to try that.
Yeah.
And it really is, it is the heart of your application, just like the home page would be, for your website. So designing that to reinforce not only navigation of the content, but realization of your features is really, really important. Next is the back button. So the back button gives users confidence. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is once they get used to the fact that if they tap on something, the back button gets them back to where they were, and they can do that through the different levels of your app and through the different levels of content, they're just fearless. They want to discover. So if you put that back button, and it's built in the default templates, it's available there for you, you can style it to reflect your brand, but that back button really just gives users confidence that they always know how to get back to where they were, just like I always know how to get back to the hotel when I'm in a foreign
exactly.
city.
And there's no concern of what I call getting stuck in a rabbit hole.
Right.
If you get to a page that no one's considered the navigation of how to get out of that page or get back without using your browser back button.
Yeah.
It's a frustrating experience.
Right.
And so that back button really does elicit a lot of confidence just to explore.
Yeah, absolutely. Another option that you might leverage would be header navigation. So taking the actual header of your app and making that a tappable item, like you can see here we have a hint, that down caret, to show section menu, to show all the section within your app. And this can be as simple as just a menu if you just have a few items. It can be scrollable.
Yep.
It can be branded and styled to be unique to your app, to provide, again, a quick jump between all the different sections of your app.
Mm-hmm.
So header navigation is a great way to do that. Section navigation, just making section headers like My Recipes tappable so you can navigate directly to that section and see just your recipes, or just the recipes, for the Italian recipe pack, or
things
along those lines.
I think in this touch generation, folks are used to being able to tap on a headline and it take you somewhere,
yeah.
And it's sort of expected.
Right, and we provide a little bit of a hint, with this side caret, and we style that for our vertical tabs.
Yep.
To give people a clue that there's more data there. It's not just these four recipes,
exactly.
It's multiple recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So tap on that and go to a section page, which gives you the ability to filter and sort for exactly what you're looking
yep.
for. So that's what you do on a section page. I tap on what's new, I go to the what's new page. That would show me all of the different activities that I have within my activity feed, and maybe I could sort and filter those or go into each one and see what my friends are up to. So a section page is a filtered list of content specific to that particular section. So a cuisine, what's new, just my favorites, makes it really easy to discover that content and focus on that content to find exactly the content or scenario you're looking for.
Yep.
I want to make that recipe. I want to see what my friend's doing. So next is a detailed page, which shows the detail of an individual content item, like for us, a recipe. It includes all the content and all the features around that recipe, being able to mark it as a favorite, add a photo, write a review. And these pages give you either the content or for a single item or multiple items. And it really depends on your particular scenario. For Contoso Cookbook, a recipe page shows recipe and all the reviews, all the information about that recipe, so you can make it, review it, and add photos or pin it or mark it as a favorite. All the different scenarios that we talked about in the less is more section. So top app bar is another element that you might use within your hierarchical pattern. It's common in both flat and hierarchical. It lives just off the top of the screen and just is a swipe away. And in the flat pattern, it was all about switching.
Yep.
And within the hierarchical pattern, it's all about navigating amongst the different sections. So you can provide that top app bar to show you, like we have here, all the different sections in the app. So a power user can go from a recipe to my recipes or from a recipe to their profile just quickly, just by one tap. And again, that's just something that you can design in your app and you can brand to provide not only your scenarios, but that beautiful look and feel that carries throughout the rest of your app.
Yep.
And then semantic zoom is a feature for navigation that lets you take large pieces or large pages and make them easy to navigate very quickly. So if you have, just as a general rule, three or more pages of panning, support semantic zoom and give users the ability to just do that pinch gesture to zoom out of the page and see kind of at once all of the different sections that you have in your app. And maybe even use that magic of semantic zoom to show the data in a different way so people can see, what's the most active or most highly rated cuisine pack or, what's the activity level for this particular recipe, those kinds of things, providing a different twist. So here's the example that we looked at the first section where I have sci-fi books. If I had pages and pages and pages of different libraries like adventure and anthologies, maybe zooming out to be able to show by popularity. So it's not only navigation. If I tap on short stories, it'll take me right to that section. But I can also see high tech versus short stories, what's more popular.
Yep.
So just a different semantic view of that data. So let's look at Contoso Cookbook just as an example on some of these things. So we talked about the information architecture and the relationship between, cuisines and recipes and then reviews to recipes. And we started to see really this hierarchical structure to the information in the app, which led us to the navigational pattern. So what we went through is went and designed just at a very high level, at first really just blank pages. Like I know I'm going to have my hub, and from my hub I'm going to want to see the what's new feed of all of the items. And on those particular what's new items, I'm going to click on them and either want to go see the person or see the recipe that person did something with, like added a photo or wrote a review. A cuisine, I knew I wanted to be able to filter based on cuisine, so being able to tap on that to get to a cuisine page that tells me about the cuisine and just the recipes in that cuisine, being able to sort and filter them. That was another, logical page, just like the recipe detail page, which gives me the ability to prepare that recipe. And you can kind of see from this information architecture / navigation architecture, the surfacing of all these user flows and all these features within my app. And from there, we started to design the hub page. And just at a high level, like laying out what the user flows that we would have, like find a recipe I want to make. How do I do that? Well, I'm going to do that via the featured recipe section, which is that editorial feed of new recipes and what's hot right now, not just spicy or hot out of the oven, but what's hot, what's happening, right? My recipes, to be able to find the recipes that I've added to Contoso Cookbook, all recipes and the cuisine pages to be able to find those recipes. Share recipes with my friends or share what I'm doing surfaces through what's new. When I take an activity, it shows up in my friends' feeds. When they do the same, it shows up in my what's new feed.
Yep.
Again, launching that that social aspect of the app, mm-hmm. and then preparing a recipe, being able to tap on a recipe, go to the recipe page, see the ingredients, see the preparation steps, and actually make it. Right? So you can see those user flows coming through the navigation. And a good test for the hub page is being able to tie all of the user flows back to the hub page. So users, when they launch the app, mm-hmm. they're going to be invited into these scenarios, and they're going to discover these scenarios.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Contoso Cookbook. This is my hub page. You can see here that we had a bunch of different sections. We implemented semantic zoom to make it easy to navigate amongst those different sections. And we actually added a little bit of information in the back to say how many items were in there. And maybe we could add that what's hot, what's happening kind of a thing to provide a different view on the data. What's new? It was just a section page that for us, gave us that level two information of seeing just what is happening in the feed. So rather than seeing just four items on the hub page, I could see my entire friend feed and see what they're up to.
Yeah.
Again, recipe page is just a detail page. Again, surfacing all the different features that I would have in the recipe, like learning about it, seeing photos, ingredients, and preparation.
I think it's worth noting that a lot of those I interpret as page types.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to break down into a consistent, expected template for users to experience just a high level of quality as they navigate through the app, and they know what to expect when they come to a certain page type. And all of the recipe-associated page types that you just went through also apply to the profile-related page types. And so the much like the recipe detail has a prominent image and then sections after that, the same thing with the What's New pages, they follow suit with the same kind of flow that the cuisine pages do. They just don't have the prominent cuisine image on there.
Right.
And so they're following the same template. It's just simply fulfilling every page that we need to fulfill our scenarios.
Right. And the really, really cool thing about this particular, this particular example is that, I mean, when we did this, this is actually a lot of detail on this particular slide compared to where we started. And one of the things that I like to do when we do navigation is actually just lay out the structure and the relationship of the pages first blank. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to get too bogged down by layout. I really want to think about can I get from the top page to the recipe that I want?
Exactly.
And how do I do that to make sure that the user flows are reinforced?
And I love doing that on a whiteboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we did it kind of via whiteboard over Skype. But indirectly. But when you go into Contoso Cookbook, I mean, the navigation, again, just implementing that pattern but doing it in a way that's unique to our app, just really, really gave us just a great layout where it's very easy for me to see, featured. This is my editorial surfacing of all the new things that are happening. Like Steam Bun Baus is 5 out of 5 whisks. I mean, it's obviously being very, very highly reviewed. So we want to surface that and get more people excited about that recipe. What's new is the feed. If I want to just see just the what's new items, it's really easy for me to do, right? Mm-hmm. Here's all my favorite recipes. Here's all my recipes. Again, that's reinforcing that find the recipe I want to make, the cuisine packs. Just a really, really easy to navigate app. And the users will know how to use it just by implementing these patterns. And then you just need to create a hub page, section pages, and detail pages that reinforce like all those user scenarios. So super easy to get around, super easy to navigate. And again, we talked about flow. It gives people an opportunity to get into the flow of the app and to see the scenarios of the app and really fall in love with the app as quickly as possible.
Yep.
Okay, so let's recap. So navigation is all about promoting discoverability. So you've got great content in your app. You've got great features in your app. A great navigation scheme helps people see that and experience that. So enjoy the content, leverage those user flows or realize those user flows. If they're great, the app's going to be great. People are going to use the features. And the thing that's cool about Windows 8 is that we have these navigation patterns that you can start from. Users from using the built-in apps or within a few minutes of using Windows 8 will know these patterns and they'll automatically know how to navigate in your app. They'll know that if they want to navigate the app, they can just tap on items or tap on section headers or grab the top app bar. They'll expect the back button, and it'll give them confidence to navigate around the app and discover what your app is great at. So the two flat pattern, or the two patterns that you want to look at in your app is the flat pattern design. If it's all about fast switching amongst unrelated content, just like we saw in IE10 with the different tabs, or the hierarchical pattern, which is all about how do you take a structure or hierarchy of content and lay out a hub page that promotes the discoverability across all of those different content types or those different levels of your content, so people really find it easy to navigate, even if you have a ton of information within the app. Like we have, you know, whatever, 30 some odd recipes within our simple example, making those easy to discover and easy to find. That's what the hierarchical pattern is all about. So if you get comfortable with these patterns and you use them to realize the user flows and expose the features and the content in your app, in your navigation, it's going to be really easy for users to find their way and feel safe and want to discover, you know, what your app is great at. So that's what navigation design is all about. Okay, so that is the navigation section. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a break here. So actually, wow, we finished kind of early, so maybe we'll get on some questions and answer some questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, if there's anything at all like that.
But yeah, so let's start in, I guess we had a 10-minute break. We should start again in another 10 minutes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Perfect.
Okay,
great. Thank you.
We'll be back.